It was started by a woman named Marita Vandermeer, who was originally a cattle farmer, but she started rescuing wild animals, injured, orphaned, abandoned wild animals in the late 70s, and eventually sold off her whole cattle business and turned all of her land and all of her energy toward this animal sanctuary. Right now she has over 400 animals, like lions, cheetahs, leopards, giraffes, meerkats, baboons, it's a pretty amazing place. She's giving all of them a second chance at life.
And you mentioned a lot of different animal species there. Why are there so many orphaned animals in Africa and in Namibia?
Well, the animals arrive there in different ways. Sometimes they are orphaned because their mothers are shot by farmers or poachers, and they find that, you know, there's a baby clinging to the mother baboon, or there are cheetah cubs, and rather than just shoot the babies, which used to be done because they can't take care of themselves, Marita has convinced local people in Namibia to bring her the animals and let her raise them. So that's one way. Sometimes they're caught in traps, and unfortunately a large number of them were pets that people thought it was a really good idea to have, like a baby leopard in their house, and then it got out of hand and they had no place to send this half-tame leopard. So the animals arrive there in different ways, but they all have one thing in common, is that they have no place else to go and would probably be dead if it were not for Marita.
In addition to just saving these individual animals, they've also done on this farm some captive breeding. How could that help these species?
Well, for example, the African wild dog is the second most endangered carnivore in Africa, and most people don't even know or recognize this animal, and it's dying out so quickly, and so she's doing this breeding and releasing, finding places to release these packs of dogs so that so they don't go completely extinct. You know, you mess with one little corner of the web and everything else is affected, and she's trying to help maintain that balance.
And it's not just charismatic animals that you think about when you think about Africa, like lions and cheetahs. It's also things like hyenas. Isn't that right, at this ranch?
That's right. She has hyenas and warthogs and, you know, a lot of crocodiles. I mean, she's got some animals that you wouldn't think of as, you know, worthy of being saved, or they're not cute and cuddly, so people aren't drawn to save them. But you know, every animal in the chain is necessary, and she sees the importance of saving all animals, whether or not they're the animals you would pick to cuddle up to.
We're speaking with Barbara Bennett. She's the author of Soul of a Lion. Barbara, tell us about your experiences there. You were a volunteer at this farm, and what were some of the memorable experiences that you've had there?
Well, yes, I went first as a volunteer. I wanted to do something kind of meaningful with some time that I had off, and I mean, I did everything from feeding baby baboons bottles, or, you know, I cleaned enclosures. I had one amazing experience where I had gotten very close to a couple of female cheetahs, and I slept out in their enclosure with them one night, and they just cuddled up and purred with me all night long. It was just magical. And you know, then there are also sometimes I have some scars to show for some encounters that didn't go so smoothly, but it has been worth it. It's changed me. It's just made me a different person, a better person, I think, by having involved myself in the lives of these animals.
And if our listeners want to learn more about Namibia's endangered animals, where can they go to find out?
Well, the first place to go would be to the website of Harness, and that's just harness.org, and that's spelled HARNAS.org. And you can find out how you can help. You can find out about individual species and what danger they're in. There's a lot of good information on that site. You can even find out how to volunteer like I did and go to Namibia and see it for yourself.